USA Radio News.
A historic hearing has concluded on Capitol Hill. The Senate Judiciary Committee hearing testimony from both sides on the allegations against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh.
But you have replaced advice and consent with search and destroy.
A visibly angry Kavanaugh said that his family had been destroyed by the past 2 weeks of multiple allegations of sexual misconduct. Christine Blasey Ford said that the judge assaulted her while his friend Mark Judge egged him on.
The laughter, the uproarious laughter between the two, and they're having fun.
Senator Dick Durbin tried to get Kavanaugh to endorse an FBI investigation into the claims.
I welcome whatever the committee wants to do because I'm telling the truth.
I want to know what you want to do.
I'm telling the truth.
I want to know what you want to do, Judge.
I'm innocent.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
The government is going after Tesla CEO Elon Musk over tweets he made last month to investors about taking the company private.
We allege that Musk's statements were false and misleading because they lacked any basis in fact.
In his tweet, Musk said he was considering taking Tesla private at a price of $420.
At the time he made these statements, Musk had not secured funding for the proposed transaction.
The SEC complaint asks that Musk be removed as the CEO of Tesla. The North Carolina police chief in Gastonia, Robert Halton, said he was heartbroken over the discovery of a body believed to be that of a missing 6-year-old autistic boy.
I've lost a lot of sleep this week worrying about Maddox, but I've not lost any with what we were doing on our side. We were doing everything that we could, and I've never seen a larger response in my 32 years in this business.
Maddox Rich has been missing since he ran off while walking with his father in a park over the weekend. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Two federal agencies are releasing economic reports, and USA's Chris Barnes has a look at the numbers.
In one, the nation's economy shown to be growing at the fastest rate in nearly 4 years. As the Commerce Department figures show, gross domestic product increased 4.2% during the year's second quarter. Economists say it sets the stage for a strong third quarter and growth better than 3% for all of 2018. Meanwhile, the Labor Department says 214,000 people filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week, up 12,000 from the week before, but right in line with what analysts expected. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Tropical Storm Kirk neared landfall in St. Lucia after passing over Barbados and bringing heavy rain to the region, according to the National Hurricane Center. The storm was moving west-northwest at 14 miles per hour and had a maximum sustained winds of 50 miles per hour. The storm was expected to weaken and continue moving west-northwest, passing just south of Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands, and the Dominican Republic as a tropical depression. Storm warnings were in effect for Barbados, St. Lucia, Dominica, Martinique, and Guadalupe, and tropical storm watches were in place for St. Vincent and Grenadines. The storm could dump up to 10 inches of rain across Martinique and Dominica. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.